And you're listening to Standing Room Only on Kill Radio. You just heard Go Biddy Go, and they happen to be here with us in the studio tonight. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
And can you introduce yourselves?
I'm Michelle.
I'm Aixa, and I play drums.
I'm Betty, and I play guitar.
I'm Nicolette, and I sing. Michelle, what do you do?
Oh, I play the bass.
All right. What was that? Sorry. We missed that last part.
Hey, you're not listening to this.
thanks for being here with us today. Assisting us also in the studio is Matt Shibesta. Thanks for returning, Matt.
Hello, Radioland.
And let's get right down to it. Power pop punk band, yes or no?
Go ahead, Nikki.
I don't know what that means. I guess so.
I was going to ask you what it meant.
Yeah, we're a power punk band. Who invented that word? Did you invent that, Aixa?
Well, I think, we're a punk band, but when people think of punk, they think of, like, a hardcore, like, punk band, you know, just like 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. So when we say pop punk, we want, you know, people to know that we're not, like, that hardcore. We have more melodies in our song. They're melodic, more poppy. They're just, like, more catchy tunes, you know. You could actually dance around with them, pretty much.
Fantastic. And I'm going to keep diving right into it here. Is that okay?
That's good. It's all good.
I'm going to keep the questions coming.
Keep them coming.
How did you come up with a name such as Go Biddy Go? I mean, that's a pretty unusual name, don't you think?
My sister and I, we wrote songs for a while together, and I'm the singer, she's the drummer. And then what happened was we met Betty, and she came over and started jamming out with us for a while. And she kept on showing off about, like, how she could play. Oh, look what I can do. And then she'd do something. And we were really trying to practice this one song. And we kept on having to say, go, Betty, go. Like, start it. Go, Betty. Come on. Go, Betty, go. And then finally I was just like, well, you know, we should just call ourselves this because, you know, it's kind of stupid. And everyone was like, no, that's dumb. But then we couldn't think of anything else. And so it stuck. It just stuck around. And we kind of like it.
Fantastic. How long have you had that name?
For about, it's going to be 3 years now.
Wow. Yeah. And how long has the band been together all together?
About 3 years.
Same. Did you name it right away?
We pretty much met and started Go Biddy Go. Like, we just knew that we had to, like, play music as soon as we all met.
And then isn't there a story behind meeting your fourth member? How did you get your fourth member?
Yeah. Well, Michelle's the latest Go Biddy Go member. She actually joined a year ago, almost. When we first started Go Biddy Go, Nicolette was singing, playing bass, and she just wanted to focus on singing. So we had a friend who played bass. His name was Alex. And he played with us for about like a year or so. We gigged around and stuff. But after a while, he was just getting bored. He wasn't too into Go Biddy Go. And then through a mutual friend...
He was a boy.
Nick, no, he was a boy, but Alex is cool. Everything's all good with Alex. No, and then through a mutual friend from another band called The Peak Show, we met Michelle. And Michelle could tell a little bit about how she got to know Gabriel and the rest of us.
I met Gabriel at a friend's shop of mine, and I really liked his band, so I invited him to come see one of my other bands that I have. And he came, he showed up, he liked it a lot, and a week later he gave me a call and was like, you know, I have these girls who are in a band, and they play really good music, and they need a bass player, and I think you'd fit in perfectly. So I called Betty that day, and that same night I went over to the Peak Show studio, and we jammed out that night. And they asked me the next day if I wanted to join the band.
So you clicked right away?
Yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic. Yeah. It's like the dream story for a band.
It worked out perfectly. She just played all the songs all perfect. And then me and Betty were looking at each other like, oh, crap. Like, I think she's going to be part of the band. Like, she said next day, but, like, right after she walked out, we're like, okay, she's in the band.
And then
She learned the songs right away, and she was cute, and she was nice. When we were waiting for her, we were like, what do you think she's going to look like? Do you think she's going to play good? I don't know. But she came and it worked out great. And, like, we all get along great. And the phone is ringing. Hello.
We might have a caller to put on the air.
Yeah, maybe. So that's pretty much the Go Betty Go story.
All right, fantastic. Well, we're going to take a 3-minute break here and listen to the music news with my TV. And when we come back, would you like to play a song?
Sure.
What song are you going to play when we come back?
We're going to play Come On.
All right, fantastic. Well, stay tuned, listeners. We're going to hear the music news, and we'll be back with Go Betty Go.
Hey, this is Mike TV of the band All Your Bass Are Belong to Us and the promoter for the Launchpad Nights around town. These are my recommendations for shows this week. If you leave right now, you can probably catch the Mormons at Mr. T's Bowl. They're playing with 8-Bits and a couple other bands. I don't know if you've seen the Mormons, but they're a band you must witness live to fully appreciate their show. Tomorrow night, there's a free show out at in Mar Vista at the Good Hurt, featuring the Mormons again, Boxing, American Tenants, Electric Girls, and the New York City Winters. There's no cover. That's a free show. That's one of my shows, a Launchpad show. Or, if you want, you can see I See Hawks in L.A. and Waco at Spaceland. Or at Mr. T's tomorrow, you can catch Saccharine Trust. On Sunday, there's an incredible band from San Diego called Congress of the Cow. They're playing at Spaceland. Or if you don't want to pay a cover, there's a show out in Eagle Rock at Topper's Tavern. This is one of my nights. It's a Launchpad night. It's no cover. The bands that are playing are the Chris Special, William Lee and the Modern Primitives, the Blakes, and there'll be a couple others playing that night as well. On Monday, you can also catch another free show at Spaceland with Pine Martin, the Radar Brothers, Irving, and Stella Starr. Or, I think there's going to be a cover for this show, but at the Knitting Factory, you can catch the Ultimate Fake Book and the Actual. On Tuesday, there's another free show at Mr. T's Bowl. That's the Launchpad flagship night. And the Mormons are playing Porterville, 6FG, and the Pigeons. Or if you want, you can catch Oza Motley, the Peak Show, and Go Betty Go at the Palace. On Wednesday, there's another free show. This is another Launchpad night at Mr. T's Bowl. The Skeeter Truck, Raoul, Dead Pony, Exo, and the Swedes are playing at Mr. T's. I probably missed a lot of Scott Sterling shows over at the Derby and the Fold. You should check those out. You can find details in the LA Weekly. That's a scoop. Thanks.
And we are back with Go Betty Go, and they're going to be playing a song for us. What song are you going to be playing?
Come On. We're playing Come On.
Okay, fantastic.
Next week came so suddenly, I try to see the ways that I have changed. I try to tell you everything, I guess time wasn't right, and now it's just too late. Today I've come to choose my ways, I've seen it all before, I thought it wasn't so, the truth will always hurt, even when it's not intended to be that way, that way. All my friends have come and gone, it's like my past erased and traveled into space. I'm logically all confused, turning to you was my best solution. Today I've come to choose my ways, I've seen it all before, I thought it wasn't so, the truth will always hurt, even when it's not intended to be that way. And life will get better. And on, to Betty Go.
Come on, come on, it's not what I said. Believe, believe what I meant. Ease up, ease up, and life will get better. Enjoy, enjoy, it's all there.
Yeah, actually, that was a song that I wrote when, now Nicolette remembers. That song was written when Nicolette went away to Italy for school. It was actually during a time that Go Betty Go had some little conflicts going on.
Yeah, you a few conflicts?
No. No, what happened was Nicolette went away to school, and it just wasn't working out as far as the band, where she was going away for like 3 months, and we really wanted to continue, and it was just kind of like disappointing to all of us that she was going to go away.
Yeah, and we got in a big fight.
Okay, well, she went away to school. We're sisters anyway, so it always happens all the time. So the song is just basically about like me apologizing to her and telling
her
that, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, things didn't work out between the band and us being sisters, because, you know, it sucked. So, but it, at the end, she came back and she sang the song herself, yeah, being about her. So that's pretty much the story behind Come On.
Bad. I had to actually steal her tweezers at one point just to piss her off.
I remember.
Why did you steal my tweezers?
Oh boy.
Wow. That's that song.
That's the story.
Okay. Why don't you tell me about some of the upcoming concerts that you have going on?
Okay.
What are some of the events that you're going to be?
Yeah, with? Our next big show is actually Tuesday at the Palace. We're going to be opening up for Ozo Motley.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a great show. And the Peak Show is also playing. They're also from Highland Park and Mr. T Natives. And, you know, we'll be playing out there with them. And then that's on Tuesday night, which is the 17th, Tuesday the 17th. And tickets are available at Ticketmaster. And I believe you can still get tickets right now, but it's getting close to being sold out. So if you guys want to go to the Palace show, which is all ages, it's this weekend is going to be a good time. And then on Wednesday, we'll be at JC Fandango's in Anaheim. And then Thursday will be also at...
is that a pay show?
Actually, Thursday is going to be JC Fandango's, and then Friday is going to be Faye Dodo's over in L.A. And
oh,
they're also all ages.
Yeah, that's a good show because it's all ages.
Yeah, all these shows coming up are all ages. A lot of people always ask us, like, oh, you guys always do 21 and over and everything, you know? So this is a good opportunity to head on out to our all ages shows.
It's really hard to get a gig that isn't a 21 and over show. So that's why it's cool that we're going to get to play these places. It's almost like a privilege. Like, when you first start out, like, you don't get all ages shows. That's what sucks about starting out in a band. But finally now we're getting to do it, so it's cool.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's all about the kids, you know?
That's right. Can you buy tickets in advance for these two shows?
The Palace show, you could buy tickets advanced. The rest of the shows, you could just show up that night.
Just show up at the door.
Yeah, and if you guys want to get more info on us, you could just visit our website, which is gobettygo.com. And we have songs, we have show info, we have merchandise.
Pictures, biographies.
Pictures, biography, all the good stuff that all the kids want to see.
It's a pretty nice website.
Well, thank you. We just put it up about 2 months ago. We had a friend do it for us.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you, Rudy. Yeah.
And thank you, Rudy. Tell me about... now, you play some of your songs in English and some of your songs in Spanish. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Okay.
The mic is being passed around. I wish everyone could see this.
I wanted Betty to let us know what the deal was with that, but she wants to keep quiet.
Betty, talk.
Talk, Betty, talk.
I've read... No, I've read some articles where it says how our music is, when we sing it, I guess it's both in English and Spanish, but that makes it sound like we sing, like, bilingual mix, you know, and I don't really like that. It's kind of, we have our Spanish songs, aside from our English songs, you know?
But, would you say the style is different with the two songs? I mean, are they very distinct styles of songs?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of our songs are pretty different individually, each one. But,
Well, I mean, you were asking earlier why some songs are in English and some are in Spanish. Well, all of us are bilingual,
right.
And we live in L.A., which is a very bilingual and multicultural city, you know? So we share both cultures, and as far as speaking the language at home, you know, we speak Spanish, and on the streets, at school, at work, in our lives, we speak English, you know? But sometimes it just comes naturally to write a song in Spanish, and sometimes you just write it in English. It just depends how it's coming along. That's.
I want to know, do certain song topics lend themselves to either language? Like, Angry Ones, do you like to do in one language, another, or anything like that?
No, it's, you know what, it's just naturally a song comes out that same way, you know? Like, you'll be writing a song. As far as when I write a song, I write guitar pieces first, and then I'll sing a melody to it. And then all of a sudden, the words just come out, and sometimes they're in Spanish, you know?
So the language is secondary to the music.
Yeah, we write angry songs in Spanish and in English.
There we go.
We want everyone to understand.
The root of your anger.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Oh, Betty's speaking again.
Yeah,
no, someone put the mic back on Betty.
Perdón? Wait, what is that about?
What is that about? Because we're going to hear that next.
Oh my God, I don't even remember.
She wrote the song.
But I don't know, I think it's, I mean, they're all about boys.
Not all of them, but
all
yeah.
All mine are.
Oh.
So, I guess just different situations, and it's about a particular person out there. Hate them. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I love
and you hate them, and so there's a song in honor of them. All right, well, let's listen to it.
Right.
We'll be back after this.
Bye!
You're listening to Standing Room Only with John Daly here in the studio. Go, Betty, go. Welcome back.
Thank you for having us once again.
No problem. So I want to ask you about your CD, actually. If people like what they're listening to tonight, how can they get a hold of your music?
Yeah. Actually, the best way is gobettygo.com. And you could just email us at info@gobettygo.com. And we have a CD available. It's actually a three-song EP. And it's $5, includes shipping and handling. And you could email us, like I said, or you could write to us. It's P.O. Box 8164, La Crescenta, California, 91224.
And what songs are on the CD?
And the three songs we have are Go Away, which was the first song this evening, and then No Hay Perdón, which you just heard, and Worst Enemy, that we'll be playing later on acoustically. And that's there for $5. You could also get it at the show for $3, which is a little bargain, and it gets you a...
So kind of a thank you to your fans who come out to the shows.
Exactly, yeah. It's our way of you know, it's just, it's $3, and there's three songs, so it's pretty much a song for a dollar.
You can't get a better deal than that.
Yeah, it's really cool. And we also have T-shirts, pins, patches. We'll have some stickers as soon as the printer starts working. So we have a few little merchandise items that people might want to get. We have some noises in the background, too.
It's a little special effect we like to do here at Kill Radio called The Phone Was Off the Hook. That's what we call that one. Yeah. Someone take the microphone away from Betty. This is getting out of control.
Yeah, Betty's just farting away. Just kidding. Just kidding. So, yeah. Just gobettygo.com. That's where all our stuff is available. Booking and show info, everything. And we're having a good time here. It seems like a party, huh?
It's a pretty good party. We've got muffins. We've got...
Watch, you wait and see at the palace. You wait.
Yeah, okay. The funny thing is that the beer hasn't even popped open.
We don't need it.
Yeah, nobody's even opened it yet.
We don't need it.
Yeah, there's natural beer floating through this room, I think.
We're having a good time.
That's right. Okay, we have a caller on the line, one of your fans who'd like to ask you a couple of questions.
Sounds good.
So let's patch him through. We're probably going to hear some more horrible noises.
Do we know the caller's name?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hello, hi.
What's your name?
My name is Josh.
Hello, Josh.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I have a couple of quick questions for you.
I'm
a big fan of Standing Room Only. I've listened to the last few shows. And I was listening, and I heard the last song you played. And as, I guess, a monolingual person, do you guys plan on releasing some songs that are in, say, Spanish and English?
What was that? Can you say that again?
He wants to know if we're gonna sing or play songs that are in Spanish.
Yeah,
and
the last
English.
Song was cool. I love the music, but I couldn't understand like anything that was being said.
You couldn't understand the lyrics?
Yeah. Whoops. I don't know.
Well, they're angry about men.
Oh no!
We like guys.
No, we like boys. Well, what grade did you get in your Spanish class? I'm just kidding. No, well,
are you still there, caller?
Josh?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay. No, you.
We thought we lost you there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, you were asking if we would do any bilingual songs as far as Spanish and English.
Do you mean Spanish and English in the same song, Josh?
No. I mean the last song that was played was in Spanish.
Yes.
And it sounded great. I really enjoyed the song. That's why I called. But I couldn't understand. I didn't know what was being said. And I don't know. It's like,
you know what, Josh?
Do you speak Spanish?
No.
I think I understand the problem.
That's
I think
why.
I understand the problem.
Josh, you know what happened? You missed the first song of the evening, which was Go Away, which is an English song. So we do Spanish songs and English songs.
No.
In a little while.
I got that. My question was, would you take a song that you'd done in Spanish and then do it again, but in
English. Oh,
now we
like translate it into English.
I understood him.
Well, I see you
10 minutes later.
See, Josh, I get you.
Yeah.
I get you, but they don't. Yeah, and I think that eventually, like, all of the Spanish songs we could probably do in English, too. It's just a matter of, like, sitting there and doing it. But recorded, like, the ones that we write in Spanish, like, we just want to record them in Spanish, you know?
I have a suggestion, Josh. Do you know where a bookstore is?
Yes, I do.
Because you could get a book on Spanish.
In Spanish. It doesn't help me any.
Okay.
All right, another question. I don't know. I have a friend who once said that girl bands are just like a gimmick. So what is it like to be an up-and-coming, like, I read about you in LA Weekly, actually.
Uh-huh.
So what's it like to be a... I don't know, like a punk pop or a pop punk band that's made up of females in like a male-dominated sort of genre.
It's great. We have so much fun.
Right on.
It's totally, totally, totally fun.
Okay.
That was a good question. I mean, for us, it's totally not a gimmick. I mean, we're just girls and we like to rock out. I've been playing drums for about 10 years, and I started... in junior high, and you know, of course they were all boys and they were like, oh, you're a girl, you can't play. But I liked it and I didn't care what they said. I didn't care what anyone said. I was a nerd. I would lock myself up at snack time and lunch time and just play drums, you know? I was a geek that way. And you know, Betty, she's been playing guitar since junior high also, and you can tell them what you thought about that, no?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, let's hear from Betty. Talk, Betty, talk.
Yeah, talk, Betty. Well, when I was in junior high, I wanted home economics. I wanted to take cooking class instead, but it was all up on the
I can't hear the word you're saying.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me now, Josh?
Yes.
All right. Did you hear anything I said?
What? I can hear you, but you sound like you're either on a lot of K or there's some sort of muffling device.
Oh, what? All right.
Hey, we're going to have to wrap this call up, so do you want to answer that?
We got to go anyway, so.
Thanks, Josh.
No, go ahead and answer his question.
Cool to talk to you guys. Thank you very much for taking my call, and I guess good luck in your endeavors. You guys, I think you guys rock. You guys sound really cool, and hopefully
thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Thank you for your call, Josh.
Hey, you should come and see us.
You guys got a good show going on. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. All right.
Thanks. Call back anytime.
All right, thank you, Josh.
Wow, that was some serious phone problems we're having.
Sorry.
It's all right, though. Sounding pretty good. Did you have a question you wanted to ask?
Mr. Engineer?
Oh, yeah.
Mr.
I did have a question. You have this new show coming up with Ozo Motley. I was curious how you hooked up with them, and just who does the booking for your shows, how you meet and get together with the different bands, who you like to play with.
You know what? It all starts from one place, which is Mr. T's Bowl. Yeah, Mr. T's the bomb. No, that was lame.
Yeah.
At least I caught myself.
That's all right. We'll cut that out when we do the dub of the CD. We'll cut out that part.
Thank you. Now, Mr. T's has started off Go Betty Go in a lot of ways. That was like our first gig. And just people go there. And you know, we live in L.A., which is a huge city, but the truth is it's a small city because everyone knows each other. So everyone's like, oh, this band, you know, Go Betty Go, talk to my friend, we'll get you this show, we'll get you that show. All of our connections have started there. So we met the Peak Show, which is a band that is managed by the same manager as Ozo Motley. And we met through them, and we're all cool with each other. So Ozo Motley was like, hey, we have an opening spot, and if you guys want to join us, go for it. We're like, sure, you know. So that's pretty much how it happened, you know, through our friends who are part of the Peak Show, and they're involved with Ozo Motley as well.
And you got on this show through Mr. T's as well.
Exactly. See, it all.
And Mr. T's is the vortex of all music. Yeah, that's right. The Kevin Matt just said the Kevin Bacon of what? Of the LA music scene.
It really
scene,
is.
That's right.
It has done so much for us, and we love Mr. T's, and we play there all the time. Actually, in January we have a residency there. Will be there every Tuesday night.
It's a great venue too.
It is.
And they just redid their whole stage. They mm-hmm. put up
and they have a new PA, new microphone, so the sound system is much better now.
And they have good food.
And they have good food.
But they still don't have bowling, which has upset me ever since I've started going there.
Yeah, so don't go to Mr. T's bowl expecting to bowl
if
because
you, like,
you're not.
Climb
well, you
through
can bowl,
the
but they get really upset.
Back there, you can see like broken bowling balls and
behind
pins,
the stage.
And we go there and take pictures with the bowling balls and stuff. It's really fun.
Memories of the old Mr.
You sell them on the internet, right? You and the bowling ball.
Hey, that's a good idea.
You could do that. All right, it's time for the film news with syndicated film columnist Luke Thompson. So we will listen to that. We will be back in about 5 minutes with Go Biddy Go. Stick around.
Everyone, it's me, it's LYT, Luke Y. Thompson of New Times, quote-unquote, fame here, and let's talk cinema. Although in this case, we're going to talk less about what's actually on the screen than what's in front of the screen, namely the rows of seats and you and I. Sort of a psychological thing I want to talk about here, because I've noticed I'm a front row type of person myself. And when I go to the movies, if I think it's going to be a crowded house, what I usually do is I make sure to sit a couple of rows in front of the furthest frontward person so that no one beside me is going to put their feet up on the seats or kick my seats or whatever. And what invariably happens is some fuck comes in late and sits in the row right behind me. And I just know that if I hadn't sat in that row, they wouldn't have sat there either, because they have the psychological need to not be in the front row, or the front forwardest most person, if that makes any grammatic sense. They have the psychological need. They can't be in the front. Oh, no, that would be too close. But if we're row behind someone, we're not the most frontmost people, so that's okay. It's a real sort of herd mentality, but it pisses me off because a lot of multiplexes are crowded. They don't have enough legroom. I often come out of movies where my knees have practically seized up because I haven't had any space to move them. And so people think what they can do is put their feet up on the seats. Now, unless there's stadium seating, your circulation's going to get cut off doing that, so you'll move them around. And because these multiplexes also have cheap seats in rows, when you do that, it shifts the entire row, and of course, I'm sitting in that row, and that's really irritating. Not to mention the kicking of the seats, which I think is a trend that's happened in recent years, sort of exacerbated by the fact that people get giant Cokes and get on a big sugar and caffeine buzz. Let me make it simple for you guys. If you're ever in the movie theater, don't put your feet on the seats and don't kick the seats unless you are certain there is no one in the entire row in front of you. Because if you're not certain, that person in the row in front of you could be me, and I will pound your face until it oozes if you do that. That's just something I gotta say. But it's different with critics. If you go to a critic screening, critics like to sit near the back. They like to be the furthest back person, and they hate the front. And they laugh at me for sitting in the front row. But that's why critics get so detached from action movies, is because they watch them at a distance. They're not totally absorbed in it like I am, which is why I'm so much better. Nah, just kidding. Maybe. But the bottom line is, the theaters that have seats independent from one another, where they're not all linked together and they don't shake when one person kicks the row, those are the best. And you can usually tell, because if the seats recline, then they're on some kind of individual thing. That's my little spiel about seating. Next week, maybe we'll talk about some actual films. But in the meantime, I'm Luke Y. Thompson. I hope I broadened your mind. And check out my website at lytrules.com. If you want to yell at me, praise me, love me, whatever. I love you all.
Hey, yeah, we're back. We're Go Buddy Go. And, yeah, I was just sitting here thinking about how I was putting my feet up in the movie theater the other night, and I didn't think it was such a big deal, but I guess
according
if people,
to Luke,
yeah.
He's going to come beat all your asses first.
Yeah, I think I'll just keep doing it. I don't really care. He can come and, like, you know, kick me out, I guess, if he wants to, if he can find me, but I don't know.
I guess. He obviously is annoyed by it.
Yeah,
But he didn't. Did he even talk about a movie? He just talked about him complaining.
Well, he talked about the act of watching a movie.
Oh, okay. I thought he was actually going to talk about the movie out there.
That's film related. Oh, he might someday.
Maybe. But in the meantime, he'll talk about
it. I think he needs to put his feet up.
Then he'll know how comfortable it is.
I think he'd be a happier person if he just put his feet up. It feels really good.
He's frustrated with putting his feet up.
And that goes for all those people out there who are not happy with life. Just put your feet up.
Exactly.
It'll do wonders for you.
But I have something to complain about, though.
Please do. Is it a guy?
Yeah, no, I was just telling my friend the other day. Well, I was telling Michelle over here. I'm a waitress, you know?
Okay.
And there are certain things that bother me about the general people.
Now, I never tip when I have a waitress. Is that annoying?
Are you serious?
I'm joking.
Okay,
I'm joking.
Good. I was going to, like, kill you.
I tip so much money. Oh, I'm so generous.
Oh, okay. Well, see, it's not a big...
Yeah, Matt always gets
you don't have to, like, put out massive amounts of, like, dollars or whatever when you tip. But, okay, these are my three rules when you go to a restaurant.
Okay. For customers.
Number one, you have to be clear as to what you're asking for. It drives us nuts when you expect us to guess what you want. That's not cool.
Wait, how do people do this? They say, I want the red thing in the back under the... You know, how do people make you guess?
They'll say, I want the sandwich special.
And there's like five different choices of what sandwiches you can get.
You know, or the one.
Yeah,
one,
you know that one sandwich.
And in a restaurant, every sandwich is special.
Yes.
So really...
They're like, I'm hungry. What should I eat? And I have five different things I have to be doing at that moment, and they're just like,
I'll bet you always give them the worst possible choice, don't you, when they say, you know, what do I want to eat? Because if I were a waitress or a waiter at that,
and I'll say something like, okay, well, maybe you should go for the tuna sandwich, that's really good today. No, that's not what I want. And they get mad because I didn't guess.
Oh, I'm allergic to bread. Are there any other sandwiches you could suggest?
Yeah, okay. Number two.
Number two. Number two.
Number two. Just don't be mean. You know, like sometimes we have bad days. Just don't be mean. Like, that's okay. You don't have to kiss our butt or anything. But just don't say bad words to us.
Don't be mean to the people who handle your food.
People say bad words to you?
No. And
where,
like,
do you work?
I work at Renaissance Organica Cafe, and people are generally nice, you know, but sometimes I'm really busy, and if someone's mean, it could really ruin your day. If I had this one customer who, like, when I put cream in their coffee, they usually like that, you know, but I guess I put cream in his coffee and he didn't want me to do that, and he just went on and on about how I wasn't supposed to put cream in his coffee, and it really isn't such a big deal, you know, like, just why'd he have to be mean to me?
He has a problem with cream.
That kind of sucked. And then, number three, the most important thing, even if it's just a dollar, please, just tip. You know, it offends me when they don't.
What about people who leave, like... You should write a song about that.
Yeah,
is there a song in the future?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's going to happen. Yeah, so those are the three things that people have to remember. And it's not a big deal. You can put your feet up, though. That's cool. Go ahead. We want you to be comfortable. Happy people, that's good.
Put your feet up and tip, I think is what we've learned tonight.
Can I say hi to my parents who are listening?
No, there isn't time. Yes, please. Please do.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Mom. And hey, Sam. Wait for me at the office so I can get a ride home. Okay, thank you. Yeah, after this, Sam, we have to take Michelle to your office, so you better be there. If not, we have to take her all the way home, so don't leave. Would you like us to play another song now?
Yeah, let's play another song.
How about back to Go Betty Go?
Sorry, I had to say
something.
Well,
this is Go Betty Go, but the personal
side of Go Betty Go. I heard they're in the studio,
but... Yeah, we're in here somewhere. So we're going to play a song called Worst Enemy.
All right.
This song is about... Just the inner enemy inside of all of us, really. Betty wrote this one. Is that pretty much it?
Speak, Betty.
Come on. Betty's going to tell us.
Well, my sister, I won't say her name because she'll probably get mad at me because it's about a guy that she was into or whatever. And
what was the guy's name?
I don't think...
You can tell us. We're among friends here.
I can't.
No,
I
really, nobody really will ever know.
Yeah, Billy Bob.
Yeah, Billy Bob.
And, well, it didn't really happen with Billy Bob. So this song is about him. They go, I
writing about boys all the time. That's all I write about. It's my inspiration. Anyways, here it is.
So this one's called Worst Enemy.
From Go Biddy Go. We'll be back after this.
I thought that you grin so nervously. You're fighting at me. Your mind didn't know, but now I've learned, I'm laughing now. It's so funny to me, cause your conscience was the bugging you. You're so easy to read, I can't help but think.
You have to hide this CD from your sister.
She said her name, but it was in the background. No one heard
that. A completely unrelated person we're talking about. Nothing to do with Betty's sister whatsoever.
Nothing to do. Nothing to do.
Or Billy Bob.
Or Billy Bob. So, yeah, if you like that song, getting back to the song, let's just avoid where it came from. No, that's on our three-song EP, which is available at GoBettyGo.com, and it's also available at all of our live shows. We always take plenty for people to have. At least we try to. There's been cases where people try to get CDs and we run out, but we try to keep in stock for all the people who
want. Do you sell a lot of CDs?
Do you yeah, we do sell a lot of
what
CDs.
What other merchandise do you have, actually?
We have t-shirts, patches, pins, and some stickers.
How much is a t-shirt? I want a t-shirt.
A t-shirt?
Actually.
We'll hook you up with a t-shirt.
Oh, thank you.
They're actually
thank
at the factory
much.
Right now. We should pick them up on Monday, but we'll get you a t-shirt.
Yeah, I was trying to subtly hint there, but I'm glad you picked that up on it. Thanks.
Yeah. I think Matt wanted to say something.
Who designed it?
My friend Nathan Kaiser. He designed the logos for us, so.
Yeah, he did a great job. Simple like that. But yeah, we'll have some more shirts coming up.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thanks, Nathan.
For the great t-shirt designs. Whoa, almost dropped the microphone.
we've got plenty more where that came from.
We got plenty more? Yeah, these sticks are just falling apart.
They're deadly weapons.
Yeah, they are.
They're shooting across
the
room.
They're sharp and everything.
That's how punk rock aches it.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
This one time she got really mad at me and she threw a whole stick at my head.
I didn't get mad. It just
sisterly love. Sisterly love.
Yes, you did.
Oh, at band practice. At band practice. Well, we were just having a not such of a great...
We get along really, really well, except for this one time.
No, we were at band practice and Nicolette wanted to sing sitting down reading a magazine. And we're like, no, Nicolette. This is not the way to go. We're all tired. We all go to school.
Wait,
we all go to
work. You were tired, but you wanted to read a magazine? How does the magazine work?
No, it wasn't a magazine. It was
a picture book.
It was pictures, and they were talking about...
It was a music magazine with cool pictures.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. She was just reading it. So I told her, I'm like,
no, you know what? They're right.
I heard it was Tolstoy. She was reading
that,
Tolstoy.
I really don't do that anymore. You were right for throwing that stick at my head.
So anyway, she was being stubborn. She was like, oh, I read the magazine and I could sing at the same time. I'm like, no, we're at practice. You're gonna
get up
and
sing. I just wanted to see how far I can go. Until
and she took it pretty far. So I got so frustrated that I just got up and wham, just chugged the stick at her head.
The fights are really fun.
Our fights are really fun.
Yeah, part of being a band, you gotta fight. It's just, you know... Why are you wearing my sweater?
Left it on my bed.
Get over here! Ah!
No. Wow.
Help, we need help in the studio. It's gone mad, it's gone crazy. Man. They're breaking chairs. Now they're breaking people. Yeah, now they're breaking hearts, as Matt put it.
Oh, yep. So I think everyone's gotten kind of a different side of Go Betty Go tonight, I guess.
Yeah, we don't usually talk about this.
Good. That's why you're here, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we were able to do that. Actually, tell me a little bit more about having two sisters in the band. And I want to hear from the sisters, but I want to hear from the two non-sisters, too.
Michelle,
you just heard it from us, but yeah, go ahead.
Does that create kind of a different dynamic in the band? Or?
No, not really. Just that one time that they fought.
Have you ever thrown a drumstick?
No, I've never thrown a drumstick, but it was just really, you know, funny because they get along really well. Like, I was so surprised when I first met them because they're... Cool sisters, they hardly ever fight. They don't scream at each other. That one time,
Betty and I were like, what do we do?
Yeah, we kind of left and we're like, we have to go to the bathroom. And so we left and Aixa came and was like, I just threw a drumstick at Nicolette. Stupid, but it's cool. It's fun. They're really close sisters, yeah.
I don't like them that much, though.
They're really sweet to each other. That's what I've noticed.
Really? Aww.
Yeah, right.
Well, when I'm around, they are. Yeah.
It's because Michelle brings the soft part of Go Betty Go. She's very sweet. Yeah, she's like, oh, Michelle's here.
Yeah. Because I drive a lot, so they have to be nice to me when I get there, because I'm always in traffic.
Because we all live in the same city, except Michelle. She lives way out there.
Oh, wow.
Where do you live?
I live in West LA.
That's still in the city.
We live
in Glendale.
Oh, yeah, opposite corners.
Very far from me. Yeah, it takes me like an hour, sometimes an hour and a half to get to rehearsal.
Where do you usually play? What areas do you usually play in? Around downtown? Type areas. Well, what areas do you usually play in? I mean, if you have to drive over from the west side, do you normally play?
We used to practice in downtown. Like, we'd kind of meet in the middle. But we had a few problems there. So...
Wait, till you got what? What?
Until we got kicked out about 2 weeks ago out of our rehearsal spot. We were sharing it with a different band.
Yeah, we were sharing it with my friend.
Did you throw a drumstick at them?
No, we didn't throw a drumstick.
Boys just can't handle it sometimes, you know?
girls are too much for them.
We give a little attitude, and they just, like, freak out, and they can't handle it. It was just, like, we wanted to practice, because we were sharing it with some very nice people, and they were...
Yeah, they're very cool. They're still cool.
Super cool guys or whatever, but, I get my, you know, I'm used to my sister. She yells sometimes or whatever, and it's not a big deal. Yeah, right. And she's just like, hey, we want to practice. When are you going to be out of there? And I guess she just said it in a little bit of a rude way. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, you guys can't practice with us anymore. It's like, guys, they just can't handle it sometimes. You know, we don't mean to be mean. They just don't know when, you know, to stop crying. I don't know.
All right. Do any of you, we're getting to the end of the show here. Do any of you have anything final to say?
Just
see us at the show.
Yeah, please come to the Palace. It's going to be super, super cool. It's going to be so fun. The Peak Show is freaking amazing. Just wonderful. Like, if you like any kind of music, if you like music, period, you're going to love the Peak Show. They're so wonderful. Ozomotley, I don't even have to say anything. Like, they're amazing live. Go check it out. It's going to be a great show. We're just going to play. It's going to be the greatest. I don't know. I can't talk like good about us, but yeah. It's going to be wonderful.
I mean, and if you don't get a chance to make it out to the Palace, please come out to another show. We always have such a great time at our shows. We try to play with a lot of energy, and, you know.
I've been to many of your shows, and they're always good. The crowd always gets up out of their seats and goes out and starts dancing and going crazy and throwing drumsticks and eating muffins, and
yeah.
It's just a great time down there.
It's good. It's good. So come out, and we have a bunch of shows. GoBettyGo.com. Check out the shows.
And be nice to your waitresses.
That's right, and put your feet up if you want to.
Exactly.
Put your feet up. It's good for you.
All right, you want to introduce yourselves each one more time?
My name is Nicolette. I'm the singer.
I'm Betty. I play the guitar.
I'm Aixa. I'm the one with the crazy curly hair, and I play the drums.
And I'm Michelle, the one with the glasses, and I play the bass.
And she's little. She's the little one.
She's the little petite cute one that all the boys want.
And this is John Daly with Standing Room Only, assisted by Matt Chibesta. Thank you, Matt, again. And thank you, Go Betty Go, for being in the studio with us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good show.
Thanks.
I'm sure we're going to play it over and over again.
Cool.
And thank you very much. And tune in next week for Standing Room Only. Thanks, everybody. See you next week. Oh, I'm so sad when I can't.